That's it. And they wonder, how come I can't make more? Because you're not adding no more value to the marketplace than the time that you're selling. You're selling time for hours. Hey, what's going on? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm in the studio today. And I got this thing I want to share with you. The 7 ways to fail in real estate wholesaling. 7 ways to fail in real estate wholesaling. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel if you want more videos like this. Just click the red button below. And if you're brand new here, my name is Ola again, like I said. And make sure you click the bell right next to the red button to make sure you get notification every time we release a new video, which is virtually basically every day. I try to come in here every day. So the first way to fail in real estate wholesaling is that you are not a hustler, you're too slow. Okay, so here's the thing. If real estate wholesaling was easy, everybody would be doing it, right? So you need to be a hustler. When I say a hustler, I don't want to use it the cliche way, but basically what I mean by that is that you have to really, really want this really badly to the point where you wake up and you breathe this and you're ready to wake up. Like, for example, right now, I'm shooting this video at 8 a.m. in the morning. But the thing is that I've already been awake for the last 2 hours writing a whole chapter in my next book. So why am I doing that? Well, the thing is that it's not because I'm probably much more of a hard worker than you. You're probably much more hardworking than me. But the truth is that when it comes to this particular business and this topic and creating content for you, I am passionate about it. I am literally like very overly, like innerly passionate about it. And if you don't feel that way about real estate wholesaling, it's probably going to tell on the way you handle things. A lot of times you may think because I know something that you don't know. It's typically not because of knowledge when it comes to business, okay? There's some part of it that's about knowledge, but the truth of the matter is that to get to the knowledge also depends on how much of a hustler you are. Sometimes, you know, it comes from experience. The knowledge you need to get to the next level comes from experience. And if you're not moving with speed through getting to that experience, you're not a hustler, and that's gonna tell. So if you're not a hustler, it's a great way to fail at real estate wholesaling. I mean, think about it. It's only about top 3% of people that are doing the game that are actually making any kind of money in it. Okay, it's just what it is. Very, very minimal, very low. Like majority of people you know that you see online commenting, talking everywhere on everybody's channel are not making money. Very few people that are making money. And what sets the losers apart from the winners? Number one, you have to be a hustler. You have to wake up and breathe this and be like, you know what? Today is another day. How are we going to close a deal today? We know that typically you can't close a deal every day, but you're going to attempt to close a deal that day, right? When you know inside of yourself that there's a good chance I'm not going to close a deal, but I'm going to go ahead and try to close a deal anyway, right? That's when you know you're a hustler. And basically it comes back down to speed. Okay, excuse me, it's a little bit early in the morning if I'm not talking flowingly well enough, right? But it comes down to speed. Okay, of course you need lots of patience. You need to find balance between patience and speed when it comes to this business, right? But you need to understand that success loves speed. Okay, and when I say speed, it's not the speed to create a result, it's the speed to apply your inputs into the business, right? How fast are you implementing things that I'm sharing with you on this channel? How fast are you taking action is what I am talking about. See, you can't really get attached to the outcome, right? You can't get attached to the end goal, but you can get attached to your input into the business. You can be like, okay, today I'm writing three pieces of content. Today I'm putting out 3 videos. Today I'm putting out 3 bandit signs, which I hate, but you get the point. Whatever the input you've chosen to apply to build your business, how fast are you executing on that? That's what I mean by being a hustler. So, number one way to fail in real estate wholesaling, don't be a hustler. Number two, you're not patient enough for attraction. So, like I said, there's a balance between speed and patience. when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship, right? But really the balance that you need there has nothing to do with the speed that I talked about earlier. The speed I was talking about is how fast can you execute on new things you're learning, on the actual actionable things you need to be doing in your business. Is your execution fast enough? That was speed. When it comes to patience, the attraction part of the business, which is you're gonna attract deals based on your speed, that can test you. That can create a test for you, and you have to pass that test, okay? In other words, you may put out 20 ads yesterday that generated nothing, okay? You may think you generated nothing, but believe it or not, it's adding equity to your business. You're building equity into the business in the form of your experience. Now you're knowing what works and what doesn't work. You're basically collecting that data over time, right? And in addition to that, somebody may have saved that ad and they may not respond to it until 10 days later. And if you're not patient enough, you're going to quit on yourself and you're not even going to be present when they show up and say, hey, I need help. I need to sell my house. I need to buy a house, whatever it is that you're trying to do. So if you're not patient enough when it comes to the outcome, when it comes to creating results in the game, when it comes to attracting the results that you need to get to the next level, if you're not patient enough, then it's a great way to lose in this game as well. Think about it. You're only one deal closer to changing your life. So why won't you want to be patient, okay? In other words, the patience is actually easy if you're executing fast enough, okay? If you're very quick with execution and you enjoy the hustling spirit, the aspect where you're executing, if you're doing that very well, you won't have time to be sitting down somewhere and sobbing about result not coming fast enough, all right? So that's something I wanted to share with you. Patience is still key as well. But more importantly, when it comes to attracting the results, when it comes to waiting for results to show up, because when they show up, it's gonna seem very fast. It's gonna seem like it was overnight success to most people. But to you, you know that you put in that work. All right, the third way, you're working harder than you are working smarter, okay? So here's the thing. I spoke earlier shortly about bandit signs, ads online, and things like that, right? And a lot of people are basically will rather work harder than working smarter. The most overrated thing ever in life is working hard. I have to be honest with you, okay? Working hard is overrated. Like I said, I've been awake for the last 2 hours. I've been working already. It's 8 a.m. in the morning right now. But I'm probably going to be done with everything I'm doing for the day by 9, 10 a.m. if I want to. I'm probably not going to be done. I will keep working because I'm passionate about this, right? That's the difference. So it's not really hard working, okay? So some people will call it work ethics. But I also believe that work ethics comes with your passion for what you're trying to do, right? For the end result, for the why. Why are you doing this business? You need to tap into that to find the right balance in this, okay? So, but ultimately, you need to be careful. In those 2 hours, are there things you can apply? Are there leverage points that you can apply to your activities that will make you achieve better results in a shorter amount of time? You need to be strongly aware of that. You need to pay attention to that, because if you're not, your competition is paying attention to that. The technologies that are available today, how many people can you reach? I can reach a minimum of 20 people with this video, at least today, much less long term coming from now. So the work I'm doing right now is work that will pay me for a long time. And I need to always pay attention to that. So a lot of people are a lot more obsessed with working harder than working smarter. I think naturally we're all hard workers, especially if we're doing something we love. We're all hard workers. We love to work. It's just part of who we are. It's part of our survival as human beings. So you don't have to put additional effort into trying to work harder in most cases. You don't have to. Most people are not lazy. The part where you need to put some work is working smarter. That's where you need to apply some effort and some energy to make sure you are taking advantage of technology that are available today. You know, here we create the Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, which is the book that you've seen on the screen. Make sure you grab a copy of that book and read it at least 10 to 15 times to understand what I'm talking about. So you can apply it in a natural state, in a second nature way to your business and to your life. because you will struggle and you will not create the result that you want. And that's not what you want, right? You want to work smarter. You want to put more energy into working smarter, because if you're doing that, naturally you're a hard worker. If you're like most people, you're not a lazy person. So there's no reason for you not to create results if all you needed was to work hard. The reason why you're not creating results is chances are you're not working as smart as you're working hard, and you need to pay attention to that. So the third way to fail in real estate wholesaling is to continue to be obsessed with working harder as opposed to finding ways to work smarter. Look at the gurus that are telling you to work harder is hard work. The people that focus on that are busy pushing out videos on you. The videos are generating 10,000 views in a day, and they're telling you to work hard. Think about that, okay? And they're telling you to work hard, they're talking to one person at a time, and they're busy talking to 10,000 people without even being there. You gotta think smarter. You gotta think working smarter. You have to do that. If you're not doing that, you will fail in real estate wholesaling, because real estate wholesaling is not immune against the direction that we're all moving as mankind. We all want things easier, faster, simpler, and better. We all want that. We all leverage technology. Chances are you're watching me on a phone right now, right? We all want things to move a little faster. You want the technologies to be a little bit smaller, a lot more portable. Everyone is doing that. That's just the culture we're in. So for you to be kicking against that, working against that, it's a great way to fail in real estate wholesaling. Number four, you're not delivering enough value into the marketplace. So all of this work hand in hand, just so you know. You know, the more value you put into the marketplace, the more money you get to make. It's very simple, okay? So think about it. Why am I not making money? Am I adding value to the marketplace? See, you could be working very, very hard and not adding any value to the marketplace. It's very possible. Most people do that. When people go to 9 to 5 and they're making $50,000 a year and that's it, and they wonder, how come I can't make more? Because you're not adding no more value to the marketplace than the time that you're selling. You're selling time per hour, $9 an hour, $10 an hour. That's all you're selling. So that's about all you have to offer. Very simple. Does that make sense? So just think about it. You have to be adding enough value to the marketplace. So it also goes back to when I say working smarter. You know, the things you're doing, the activities you're applying to your business today, is that creating enough value for enough people in the marketplace? How can I benefit a lot more people than just sellers? How can I attract motivated sellers, not just for myself, but probably for a team of people that can also eat, right? That doesn't mean you should go start creating a team prematurely. Most people that are looking for virtual assistants right now don't need to be looking for assistant for virtual assistants. They need to learn how to operate from a one-man standpoint before they can know what to outsource. That's just a fact of the matter. I prematurely hired people, and that killed my business faster than I thought, you know, that I would want, right? So you want to make sure you're ready for that kind of activity before you get into it. Because first of all, there are technologies available today where you don't have to stress yourself so much. Does that make sense? So let's get to it. The fourth way to fail in real estate wholesaling is to not push enough value into the marketplace, okay? You need to be pushing enough value into the marketplace. Technology is still the number one way to do that right now. So today, think about it. This video is an example. This video, 20 people watches it today, 20 people watch it tomorrow, and you know, there's no way I'm not gonna outgive you in value to the marketplace, because I'm creating things that continue to work for me long after I have created it. While you're busy going to the courthouse, busy going to all these different things and trying to figure out how to do things in 101 ways, belly to belly, I'm doing things that's making me create a bigger network, create a media company that attracts all the deals that I need to survive. And not just that, to build wealth, okay? So I still do things like that. I'm just saying my whole life, like my whole business, makes creating things that will continue to work for me priority, because it just makes sense, because it continues to work for me even while I'm still working, right? So I basically have all these agents, 500 videos on this channel that are working for me every day, while you just working for yourself all by yourself, and you have to keep doing that, and you have to feed your family, right? Whereas YouTube is absolutely free when you learn the skill, right? So I just want you to use that as an example. There are things you can apply to your business that will continue to work for you long after you've created it, that will help you build more value, push more value into the marketplace. Because at the end of the day, the money you make is directly proportional to the value you put into the marketplace, either to motivated sellers, either to buyers, either to colleagues, either to title agency. I mean, think about it. The more deals you bring to the title agency, the more you get paid, right? So what are the activities that are creating these things, right? You're still bringing value for other people. That's the bottom line. All right. The fifth way to fail in real estate wholesaling: you're delusional about the effect of machines on the real estate business. Yeah, you know, I've had somebody just told me that yesterday. It wasn't real estate, but he said, you know, my kind of business is a small business, and you know, there's no budget for I'm like, there's no budget, so what are you gonna do about it? If there's no budget for marketing, what are you doing about it? Nothing. Well, you have a dead business, or you have a business that's dying a slow death. That's what I told him, you know. And it's reality. You see, you can avoid reality, but you can't avoid the consequences of avoiding reality. That's the bottom line, okay? Bottom line is that machine language, machine artificial intelligence are here to stay. They will affect every business. Every business, doesn't matter. At least from an entrepreneurship standpoint, it will affect your productivity. So you can't be delusional. You can't be in denial about the effect of YouTube on your business. You can't be in denial about the effect of Facebook on your business. You can't be in denial about the effect of Facebook marketing on how expensive it has become to send out direct mail, to drive for dollars. Yeah, drive for dollars is expensive. It's an expensive activity, you know. And all these other three other cold calling and things like that, those things are very expensive activity when you decide to not learn how the machines are changing things, even in real estate business. So a great way to fail in real estate business, in real estate wholesaling business, is to be in denial about the effect of machines on the business, okay? All right, sixth way to fail: you're not attracting enough prospects into your pipeline. You gotta have enough prospects coming into your pipeline. I mean, that's common sense, you know. Talking to one prospect per day is not gonna cut it. You need more. You need your pipeline to be filled. You need to be busy. You need people calling you and your phone ringing off the hook. You need people sending you emails, and you don't have time to get to all of them. That's what you need. You need a pipeline that's beefed up like that. And you can't, when you do that, you have all different arrays of different types of prospects coming your way. It won't just be motivated seller. It could be just a regular good old seller that needs to lease the house, and you need to be positioned to list the house for them to make money. You're not just a wholesaler. You're a media company. You're the media company that attracts these businesses, and you have to be ready to take care of every single one of them. Not by yourself, not in person, but by being the liaison that connects those people to all these different services they may need. You make a lot more money because, again, you're bringing more value to the table. Does that make sense? So you need to put things in place to attract as many prospects as possible into a pipeline. You need a pipeline. You need a pipeline. You can't finish one deal before you look for the next prospect. You're not gonna have a successful business that way. You need prospects coming in, watching your videos, hopping into your pages, downloading materials from you, filling out your request forms, filling out your consulting request form. You need prospect doing that on a regular basis. How are you gonna do that? There's only one way to do that. It's called marketing, okay? And today and age, the cheapest way to do that is still digital marketing, and you just have to learn that, okay? And that's something I share heavily in my book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and you can download it at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. The seventh, the last but not the least way to fail in real estate wholesaling is to entertain your own excuses. So I just shared this last thing with you, and your mind kept telling you that, oh yeah, yeah, I have this excuse. I know why I'm not doing that. Oh yeah. You entertain your own excuse. It's a great way to fail in real estate wholesaling. You have zero tolerance for excuses. You know, I always tell people excuses are all legitimate. As far as I'm concerned, I think all excuses are legitimate. That's my belief. Okay. However, all excuses do one thing. They slow you down from reaching your goals. So you're not doing yourself a favor. Basically accepting your own excuses. It's not mine to accept your excuses or not. I don't have that right. Your excuses are legitimate to me. I don't have the right to choose not to accept your excuses. Your excuses are accepted. Okay? They're absolutely accepted. That's not my right to decide if your excuse is legitimate or not. But for you, accepting your own excuses, you're not doing yourself any good. You're not doing your business any good. Your business is not going to get anywhere. As long as you continue to accept your own excuses, I don't have the $1,000. Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not going to get anywhere with that. You know, you're going to keep stopping yourself. I don't have the $2. I don't have the $1. I can't pick up the book right now. I don't think I need the book right now. You need the book. You need to read it 10 to 15 times. Because it's not Real Estate Wholesaling Bible. It's Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Because the age you are moving into, things are changing very fast. So it's not a book that tells you about the technology today. It's a book that tells you how things are moving so fast and how you need to pick up your pace with the speed and how you can do that effectively without burning yourself out of the business. That's what the book is about. So you can give yourself excuses not to download it because you don't have the time right now. You got to come back to it right now. The baby just came in the room. Or my boss just came in the room. All these excuses are all legitimate. I promise you they are. But they will slow you down from getting to your goals. So if you're still watching this video, the only first step you want to take, if you're brand new here, is download the book, read it 10 to 15 times, and take some actions that are in the book, and you will see your business start moving in a better direction, in a faster way, okay? That's more importantly. But across board, when I say excuses, I'm talking about across board. You don't want to be accepting your own excuses because the gurus, they don't take the time to listen to your excuses because it's not their excuse. They could care less. They are filling up their pipeline every day. They have, for every one of you that's given an excuse, there's 10 other people ready to take action. It's no time for that. It's no time for that. So it's not, they would love to probably sit down with you as a therapist and listen to your excuses and see how they can help you walk through your excuses. Well, there's only one thing to do with your excuses. Don't accept them. Don't accept them as a reason to not do what you need to do to build your business. A great way to fail in real estate wholesaling is to accept your own excuses. That's what I have for you on this video. This video is powerful. You need to watch it again and again and again and again. Make sure you download the book at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It will help you read it 10 to 15 times so that what I'm sharing in the book with you will become second nature to you. You need to know this material. I promise you. You can get the paperback if you want. Just go through this link. You can also, the audiobook is ready. Okay. If you like audiobooks, it's also ready and you can absolutely get that for free by going through the link as well. You'll be able to access it for free if you're doing the free trial of audible.com. I'll see you on the next one and peace.